About 3 months into making my first album, the whole project sort of imploded. No one had ever taken that long to make an album, like a simple album like mine. And I got an old car and my old Willys panel Jeep and just took off into the Southwest. And I decided to go out to Hopi again, you know, which I did. I went to Flagstaff and Winslow, and I was on that trip that I started to take it easy. My car broke down in Flagstaff, and I spent about 3 days walking back and forth from my car where it was stalled to the parts store. And these really cool old timers taught me how to rebuild my generator.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
It was Flagstaff where I first noticed this beautiful woman pulled up. I mean, she was driving a pickup truck, wearing jeans and boots and a straw cowboy hat. And she was clearly, like, you know, probably lived on a ranch or something. That was Flagstaff. But Winslow, just by virtue of the fact that it's so out there, all alone, out there in the middle of the desert. And I also got a very early connection with Arizona. I went on a trip to the Hopi Reservation with an Indian rights advocate. I was about 8, which means this would have been about 56 or 57. It was a very impactful trip. We met a bunch of kids and just played like kids play. You know, we played and we were able to make friends with Hopi kids at 3 or 4 different places, Arabi and Second Mesa, and went to the snake dances. It was a very, very formative experience for me. We have to bring traditional people with us as the world goes forward with technology, mainly because we need them. We need their perspective. We need Native people's perspective on what this world is, what this living planet holds, and what we and the responsibility we have to it.
In the end, they traded their tired wings for the resignation that living brings, and exchanged love's bright and fragile glow.
Verde Valley School was founded to be a peace academy, like a school in which you study with international students and you promote an understanding of the ways in which the world can be harnessed for good and that we can all work towards peace. I still think that that's really one of the most important ways of changing the world, and that it's by educating ourselves and each other. You know, those children as the path to the future. It's really all we've got, our kids.
It's a long way that I have come across the sand to find you here among these people in the sun, where your children will be born. You'll watch them as they run.
I'm constantly drawn back to music that talks about real stuff. So if you think about all this, the people that played this festival in the past, they're all people that promote thinking, you know, they inspire thought and contemplation. I think it's our responsibility to really learn as much as we can about the world we're in, and we certainly have to do it now. We have nowhere to hide, you know, from what's going on in the world. But I do think that we're in the midst of some very momentous changes.
Doctor, my eyes. I have wondered.